This is Chapters and Words, a teen's view of books today. I'm Lauren Sturgeon, and this is Aaron Flett from Miramichi Valley High School, and the novel we are featuring is The Book of Negroes by Lawrence Hill. This novel is a work of historical fiction which follows the story of a young slave girl's journey during the 18th century. The novel itself focuses on slavery and how one woman, Aminata Diallo, was able to rise above in impossible times. The story is told from Aminata's point of view, and we first meet her as an 11-year-old living in the small village of Bayo, Africa. She is abducted by slave traders and is shipped across the treacherous waters of the Atlantic to an indigo plantation in South Carolina. She survives by using midwifery skills, which her mother taught her at a young age, and her intelligence and love for reading. The novel takes you from the hellish plantation to a prospering New York, from an illusion of freedom in Nova Scotia to the coast of Sierra Leone, where 1,200 former slaves sail back to Africa. As an elderly woman, Aminata Diallo travels to England to share her story of the slave trade with abolitionists and thousands of others, becoming an inspirational icon in the movement of ending the slave trade.
Aminata is a marvelous character, with a strong voice and wisdom which helps her survive the hardships she is forced to endure. Her determination inspires readers to truly be persistent in achieving their goals, which may be considered one of the many themes of the Book of Negroes. The Globe and Mail calls it a masterpiece, and the Calgary Herald proclaims that the protagonist Aminata Diallo is one of literature's most memorable characters. Hill's writing style is straightforward and draws you in with delicate touches while he handles difficult topics. The characters that Aminata encounters along their journeys are so poignantly real that they become impossible to forget to the readers as they feel they are reading an actual diary. Lawrence Hill has created a sensational novel in creating The Book of Negroes. Hill grew up in Toronto in the 1960s and was a reporter for the Globe and Mail in his early days of writing. He now lives in Burlington, Ontario with his family. The Book of Negroes is an ingeniously written novel that pulls the reader into the dark world of slavery of our past. The series of twists and turns in the plot encourage the reader to turn the page and discover the rest of the story. I would recommend this book to anybody seeking an interesting and educational novel. The novel again is The Book of Negroes by Lawrence Hill. This is Lauren Sturgeon and Aaron Flett from MVHS for Chapters and Words.